This is the voice of Ring of Honor, Bobby Cruz, and you're listening to the SNS Radio Network.
On the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
The views expressed by the host make more sense than anything anybody else is saying anywhere in the wrestling radio community. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. Yes, it is I, pro wrestling's truth detector, back with you one more time, along with the king of all of Italy, Mike Siciliano, Mr. Skipper Do, official program observer pro tem one, Mr. JJ All Cap Sexay. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, boss man. Another day, another week. It's Mania week, and there's not much to talk about. I mean, let's be honest here, really. We really don't have a lot to talk about now, do we? Not.
There's a little pay-per-view that's going to happen this weekend, and we'll talk about that later in the second hour. JJ, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm good, guys.
You know, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your life when you should be feeding your children to come on and do the program. We appreciate it.
It's okay. They're fed, so it all's good. If I could butt in for just 1 second. Mike, when you talk, I need you to speak up just a little bit. You're not coming across loud enough on the levels.
My apologies. I'll do my best to loud up without getting screwed up. So let's lock and load, and let's get down to business, Commander.
Pretend like you're... Pretend like you're talking to Michael Cole, okay?
If I do that, I'm going to have a certain young lady upstairs basically pretending that I am Michael Cole, if you know what I'm saying.
We'll get to some news of the week. And I promise, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have by far a better program for you than last week. And we're not going to get into last week's program. It is what it is. It is done. We're gonna have better audio issues this week. A lot going on this past week. In the second hour of the program, you want to be sticking around in the 11 o'clock hour because we only interview champions on this program. The ROH World Heavyweight Champion has agreed to join us this evening. And if you're all good boys and girls, we will open up the phone lines in the last segment of the program for you. So we're not going to open the phone lines just yet. A lot to cover. We'll get to some picks, some Mania picks, as well as WrestleMania week continues. Let us go to the news. We can't afford a teletype. TNA President Dixie Carter's Twitter account has been suspended, according to PW Insider. It is due to the fact that on her page background, she had an unofficial button that said the account was verified. Unless Twitter posts the image, which they didn't in this case, Twitter users are not allowed to post it themselves. Basically, Twitter is the one who puts the verbiage on the sites and didn't want it in her case. Thus, the account was suspended. Mike, is this a case of somebody just getting too big for their britches?
You damn Skippy. Not much else that can be said. This woman is so far in over her head, it is not even funny. She's been using Twitter to make it sound like TNA is the next best thing to slice bread, which I know is going to tick off the last outlaw of the IWC, but I'll live with that problem when that comes around to bite me in the tuchus. But the bottom line on this whole scenario is very simple. Dixie Carter thinks she's a celebrity. She's not. She's a money-making mark who has been hemorrhaging money like it's going out of style, and now somebody finally had the guts to stand up to her and tell her, or literally put her in her place.
I was going to go somewhere with that, but I'm not going to. Of course, the news brought to you by Headlock's Headlines, the official news source of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. According to the PW Insider, Santino Marella and Vladimir Kozlov were added to the eight-man tag against the Core at WrestleMania as a result of WWE Creative deciding to move Christian into a role where he will be in Edge's corner at WrestleMania 27 when Edge faces Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Championship. There was also a feeling that Santino Marella in particular had earned a spot on the card based on his work the past year, or the past few years, excuse me. Kofi Kingston has not currently been booked on the WrestleMania card. As was told, nothing is definitive yet, but there is talk of possibly adding Drew McIntyre versus Kofi Kingston to the card in the final day leading up till WrestleMania. Your thoughts?
God help us all that we actually get a tag team title defense. Now, granted, I won't disagree with the fact that Santino Marella has done his work and has earned a spot on the WrestleMania card. But this eight-man tag makes absolutely zero sense because the Core has a feud going with Kane and the Big Show. They should be putting the titles up against those two men, and that should be that. End of discussion. Kofi Kingston needs to be also on the card in some way, shape, or form. They should be in Money in the Bank, but we all know about that disaster. And the fact that there's no tag title defense and that there's probably not going to be an intercontinental title defense just continues to show how the booking in WWE continues to frustrate the hell out of hardcore guys like myself and Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector. I mean, what else can be said?
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that a highway patrol in Grand Forks found Kurt Angle sitting in his car in the median separating lanes. We were told that Kurt Angle had told police he had hit an icy patch in the road during the conversation. Police apparently had smelled alcohol on Kurt Angle's breath. He failed a subsequent sobriety test and was arrested. Since the police didn't see Angle driving, he was arrested and later charged with being in control of a motor vehicle while intoxicated, which basically means he was allegedly drunk behind the wheel but not actually driving. If you're curious,
what
to
does
see,
that mean? Can somebody explain that one?
If you're curious, bear with me. If you're curious to see Kurt's mugshot, you can go to Headlock's Headlines, click on the link. Kurt Angle later tweeted from his Twitter account after the story of his arrest was leaked, and he said, thank you, letter U, to my supporters. I was not drunk. I was in ice storm, and my car slid into 3 feet of snow median. I called police for, number four, help. They had other plans. I was stuckle. I think he was trying to say stuck. He was probably still drunk then. And wanted to go to my hotel. I was not passed out drunk. I was coherent. Co-herent. I'm sorry if I let you down. Don't believe everything you read. My life is good, and this is a speed bump in the road. The truth will come out. God bless. I take responsibility for this. My job is to stay clean and never put myself in jeopardy. TMZ blew it out of proportion. After my hearings, I will give you proper story. God bless Kurt Angle. I love you all. Okay.
No.
Okay. I mean that sarcastically, but here, this is a man. You can have a beer and still have some beer on your breath. I do not condone drinking and driving, and we got to be quick on this because we're running short on time already because we got in a little late. But the man could have a beer. Now, if he fails a field sobriety test and tries to go out and say it didn't happen, well, then that's something different. Your thoughts?
The thoughts are very simple on this. If TMZ blew this out of proportion and it's entirely possible, then so be it. But you know what? Kurt Angle has to realize that he is in a position where he has no room to maneuver. He even so much as puts a feather out of place, and it's going to be headline news. If you guys see the mugshot on headlockstoheadlines.com, it looks like the guy is smiling. I mean, no offense intended, but the guy's a few cards short of a picnic. And what bothers me the most is he just had a kid. I mean, what is the story behind all this? But I digress. We have business to attend to.
Wade Barrett tweeted the following after winning the Intercontinental Championship belt on SmackDown. He said, I quote, I pledge to you all, that I will defend the Intercontinental title with the class and dignity that you have come to expect from Wade Barrett. Translation, the belt ain't going to get defended at all. Your thoughts?
No, I think the belt might get defended once or twice by Barrett, but of course it's not going to be any class defenses by any stretch of the imagination. It's going to be Corlade and Mullins one way or the other. The bottom line on the whole thing with these belts, with the U.S. belt and with the IC belt, is that they are complete afterthoughts to the two world titles. And that is a shame because you've got men who could be title contenders just sitting there on the duffs not doing a damn thing.
I found it interesting, and very quickly, because we're going to get to our top story here, I found it interesting that on the WWE website, they have brought back WCW.com, and one of the comments that was made as it pertains to the U.S. Championship was that in the 90s, the title had been vacated so many times that it had lost its luster, and it was only after the WWE rode in like the White Knight, took possession, and redid the championship belt that somehow the U.S. title was somehow thrust back into glory.
It hasn't really been that way because they've never bothered to create a division of talent for either the U.S. to either compete for the U.S. title or the Intercontinental title. I mean, let's be honest here, ladies and gentlemen. I flipped out like a crazy person when Daniel Bryan put the title on the line against Sheamus 2 weeks ago. Because when the heck have we seen the United States title put on the line in the last 6 months? Not very often. And we've seen the IC title put on the line significantly more than the U.S. title because I guess Vicky Guerrero's got some sort of, never mind. But the thing that I'm going to say on this is the secondary titles in WWE just aren't of major, I mean, they have no real purpose in the product, and that is a problem that needs to be addressed quickly.
Less than 2 weeks after World Wrestling Entertainment and GLAAD teamed up to say that they were going to work together to curb homophobic slurs in wrestling, one of the WWE's announcers tweeted one at a fellow announcer, Michael Cole, tweeting to Josh Matthews, a word that will not be repeated on this program. If you'd like to see it, go to Michael Cole's Twitter. I got better things to do with my time. Michael Cole simply tweeted the one disgusting word toward fellow announcer and significantly better announcer, Josh Matthews. Cole quickly, when somebody had told him what idiocy he had performed, Michael Cole quickly took down the tweet and apologized, posting, and I quote, "I apologize to any and all of you who are offended by my tweet towards young Josh Matthews. It was obviously not meant the way it was taken." He later tweeted something else, and Mike, I'll give you a chance to respond to this. He later tweeted another response. The WWE and GLAAD announced a partnership back on March 17th to try to put an end to bullying based on sexual orientation after a series of homophobic taunts was made by wrestler John Cena. The WWE
and The Rock.
The WWE said at the time that the WWE takes the issue very seriously and has already spoken with the talent about the incidents. They are taking steps and working with GLAAD to ensure that the fans know that WWE is against bullying or discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. A representative for the WWE told TMZ that the WWE alerted GLAAD to the situation and spoke to Michael Cole about the post. He has since removed it and apologized for using hateful language. Cole will be included in the training session being done by GLAAD. The WWE once again reiterated they take it very seriously and is against discrimination of any kind based on sexual orientation, gender, race, religion, or other. In a follow-up to this story, the champion of the Pro Gay Wrestling Federation was outraged that the WWE, and most specifically Michael Cole, had not been suspended for posting a homophobic slur on Twitter. TMZ learned. First off, there is, and I'm quoting from Headlocks to Headlines, first off, yes, there is a Pro Gay Wrestling Federation. Secondly, the PGW champion, the Gay Avenger, who told Headlocks to Headlines through TMZ, that he's upset by Cole's intolerant and insensitive comment and insists the word encourages a hostile bullying environment. PGW founder and CEO Francis Minx adds, I don't know if I can say this, but I will continue with this. How anyone at the WWE say anything derogatory about gay people, look at what they do and have been doing for a living for years. Big muscles, small tights, rolling around. I'm just saying, honey, unquote. Mink adds people in glass houses shouldn't throw sconces. Cole has since issued an apology for using the slur, and the WWE says Cole will take part in a GLAAD training session in an effort to educate him on the perils of discrimination. Now, in a week where Fit Finley was released for allowing The Miz to come out and interrupt the singing of the national anthem at a house show, why is it that Michael Cole has not been removed from WWE television permanently based on this particular episode? Of course, the reason is obvious. WrestleMania, Mike, your thoughts?
The fact that the WWE did nothing to even slightly respond or react to this particular situation is beyond reproach. There is nothing that can be said. It is as Bush League as TNA's reaction to the Meth Hardy situation. And yes, I said Meth Hardy because I meant that. The fact remains here is very simple. They could have done something to show that they understood that there was a mistake made by this so-called journalist, okay? This journalist. They could have had Josh Matthews literally walk over to this coal mine, ridiculous cage, and punch Michael Cole in the mouth. In some way, shape, or form, they could have created a angle on Raw to give Matthews a modicum of revenge to show that the WWE recognized that Cole made a mistake. Now, Cole also tweeted, I read a story online that Cole also tweeted something to the effect, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he apologized, he meant it, and now he wants to go back to being a character. And that's a paraphrase, but it's almost quote-unquote. Now, there's two things I'm going to say to that. Number one, his apology smacked of absolute sarcasm and was dripping of non-sincerity. It just seemed like he wanted no part of apologizing for anything. And let's be honest here, guys. The word he used isn't socially correct.
No, it's
okay?
Not.
Okay,
it's
the
absolutely
guy,
and the fact, and Mike, the fact that seriously, if I were to use that word at my place of business during the day, I would be fired. We would all be fired. But I want to bring in the official program observer, Mr. Skipper Doo Pro Tem, one Mr. JJ Sexay. JJ had a comment on this. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to reiterate one thing. As far as Michael Cole getting punished, and as far as the Fit Finley thing, I think that Finley getting released was wrong. I understand the mentality behind doing it. But when you look at what Michael Cole right now is involved in, he's obviously in a high-profile match happening at WrestleMania. You really can't put a lot of consequences on him. Now, granted, that's not right, and I'll agree with you guys, but going into WrestleMania, he's obviously got this major match with Jerry the King Lawler. I would say look for some sort of punishment maybe after the fact, but regardless, I think it's pretty safe to say at this point in time that Michael Cole is going to get his at WrestleMania.
I really hope so. I am. There is nothing. You brought up the point, Mike. He wants to go back to being a character. He can't go back to being a character. He can't go back to being a serious journalist. Once again, this is a man who's worked for CBS. He's covered 9/11. He's been embedded with troops overseas. He's done so many great things in the endeavor of journalism to come on WWE programming and had a half decent career, actually at one point a stellar career over on SmackDown, to basically flush it down the toilet. And now to pull a Jeff Hardy and utilize a word of this magnitude, we talk about eliminate the hate and all of that kind of stuff. We're supposed to be in a toned down mentality, and we're not supposed to be hating on people. Everybody love everybody, sing kumbaya. And I'll get into the Snooki comment later, but Mike, this is the WrestleMania match that people are looking forward to, one of the matches that I'm looking forward to see Jerry Lawler smack him around. But is there any way this man makes it back to a microphone after WrestleMania?
No, no. As Jeff's, as the boss said just a minute ago, he's going to get his rear end taken apart at WrestleMania. There was, I believe that there would have been a sincere chance that there would have been some royal cluster bombing in this match involving Jack Swagger, involving Stone Cold, whatever the case may be. But now with the situation that is at hand, and that's what I was going to get into, what JJ's point was something I was going to get into in my rant, JJ said it a lot more eloquently than I ever could. The fact, what you're going to see is you're going to see Michael Cole basically get buried beyond belief. You're going to see a Bret Hart, Vince McMahon part two, because anything less than a scenario like what happened between Bret Hart and Vince McMahon and the WWE is a Bush League organization, because they must do something to this man. They must punish this man for this type of outrage, especially with the timing and when this type of outrage has been done. Let's be honest here, ladies and gentlemen. The WWE took a major chance by putting this man, this broadcaster, into a character-sized, character-laden storyline that has a payoff at the biggest stage in the entire year for the company. They took a gamble when they did it, and this gamble backfired in the absolute worst possible way and at the absolute worst possible time. Yes, I know the world is a lot more sensitive than it used to be. Yes, I know the world has its times where it seems to be almost, you could break a toenail and have 2,500 people sue you, but you're a journalist. I studied communications. I'm sure there's 100 other people out there in the SNS family that has wanted to go into radio or broadcasting or do some sort of speaking engagement. There are certain words you don't use, period, and that is one of them. And anything less than an absolute tuchus whooping and being written off television permanently, if not permanently, for a long period of time, will be unacceptable in my book.
I will call, ladies and gentlemen, I will make this pledge to you. If Michael Cole returns to the broadcast booth the following Monday night, if he is behind the broadcast booth, I will call WWE Corporate. I will tape the call. I will call WWE Corporate and demand, I will play it back on this program, I will demand that Michael Cole be removed from WWE programming for that comment alone. And we'll see what the response is. I know what the response is. The response is I will get hung up. But I will give the WWE, and I will tape it. I will tape the call, so I'm going to forewarn the WWE people now. I'm going to be calling you, and it's going to be taped. And we're going to see how they're going to respond to this. I don't see how the WWE can get out of this one. But anyway, the WWE WrestleMania press conference was held this past week. Some great names involved in the event, and then we heard from this idiot.
Thank you for inviting me here today. Hi. So, when I appeared on Raw, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But it was amazing. And, you know, this nasty broad, Vicky Guerrero, decided to challenge me and bring me to WrestleMania. So, of course, I couldn't back down. I had to say yes.
Stop the tape.
So.
She couldn't back down. She got paid, ladies and gentlemen. She's getting paid for this. This is by far. Oh, I got to finish this. Just hit the tape. I got to finish this spot. Hang on.
Me, my girl, Trish Stratus, and my boy, Morrison, the Brunette Mafia, is coming to WrestleMania, and we are not going to lose. We're winning, and that's all. The Brunette Mafia is coming, so get ready, because I am so ready for WrestleMania.
Okay, stop. Stop it. Stop it right there.
I got a couple comments to that one.
The brunette. Now here we are talking about eliminating the hate and racial slurs and everything. And she's coming out saying the brunette mafia. Where were the WWE censors then? They can't figure out one part of the anatomy from another. They can't figure out when it's okay for somebody to say something and somebody said somebody needed to get to Snooki, ladies and gentlemen, and say you can't use the word brunette mafia. We got somebody calling somebody a word that I'm not going to repeat here. We've got people getting thrown out for trying to make a storyline. We got people thrown out for singing in the middle of the national anthem. And now this garbage. Ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats are living together and the world's going to hell. This is, I made it very, very clear on Facebook. This is the problem with America today.
There's two things I'm going to say to this. Number one, it'd be nice if she actually remembered her partner's first name. That's number one. And number two, I didn't hear this comment. This is the first time hearing about it. And you know what? I didn't like the fact that she got booked in this match in the first place, and I hate it even more now. That's all I got to say about it.
I want Vicky Guerrero, the first, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the first time that I am rooting for Lay Cool and Vicky Guerrero. I love Trish Stratus. I'm Canadian. Love the gal to death. But I'm so sorry. I want Snooki to be involved in the pinfall on her back, which is a very familiar position for her, to be on her back, having the three count made. I am rooting for Lay Cool this match. I'm sorry.
This storyline has been nothing but an absolute joke from the word go. Let's go quickly back to Monday Night Raw. Raw had an emotionally charged, although confusing segment, which I'm sure we'll get to, involving The Undertaker, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. It was as charged up as you could possibly get, all right? Let's be blunt about it. It was beautifully done. It was emotionally charged and entertaining as hell. And then you go from that to the ridiculously taped garbage involving Trish, Snooki, and Lay Cool in Snooki's environment. Let me explain something to you. The whole thing was repulsive to watch.
Mike, we've got to take a break. We're going to take
Lock
a break.
And load.
When we come back, we will continue this, and we are moments away. I hope we are moments away from the ROH World Heavyweight Champion. You are listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Hi, this is Little Leafus, original Glow Girl, and you're listening to The Power, Andy Knowles, and the king of all Italy, Mike Siciliano, on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Hey guys, it's Mr. Money on the Mic, JJ, all caps Sexay of the SNS Radio Network. If you're looking for the latest news in professional wrestling and of course some of the best columns on the World Wide Web today, visit headlocks2headlines.com. That's headlocks, the number two, headlines.com. It's the official news site of the SNS Radio Network. You should make it your official news site as well. Once again, www.headlocks2headlines.com.
For over two decades, the greatest cities have welcomed the world to WrestleMania. Now on April 3rd, 2011, the most spectacular event in live entertainment is coming to Atlanta.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
The competition is ruthless. ruthless.
For real, and it's on. And I'll do whatever it takes to get that contract.
The challenge is excruciating.
Go outside and then walk back in the door like you want to be here.
And the judge is stone cold.
Give me one good reason why you're here.
14 contestants battle to become the next WWE superstar. And they just have to impress him.
Your hairdo is pissing me off.
So, good luck with that. WWE Tough Enough, a new reality series, premieres Monday, April 4th, following Raw. Only on USA. Characters welcome.
This is Christopher Daniels, and the gospel according to the Fallen Angels says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Your light through the darkness and murkiness of bad storylines and poor creative decisions. It is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, the Power. Andy Knowles back here with you, the Pro Wrestling Rewind, the King of all of Italy, Mike Siciliano, on the Newsmaker line. A very, very special guest, of course, here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. We only interview champions. You must be a champion to be on this program, or you must contribute something that nobody else in the world of professional wrestling can. And I shall take it over to the king of all of Italy to introduce our very special guest on the program.
Thank you very much, Andy. This evening, tonight, we welcome the brand new Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, one half of quite possibly one of the toughest tag teams to ever walk the planet, one half of the American Wolves. Welcome Eddie Edwards to the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Good evening, Eddie. How you doing? And thank you so much for taking the time
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Sir, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Sir, your resume is extremely impressive. You are not new to this industry. The list of champions that you've held in Ring of Honor and beyond are really tremendous. The Assault Championship Wrestling Junior Heavyweight Championship, the Millennium Wrestling Federation's TV title, New England Championship Wrestling. You were the NECW Tag Team Champion four times with DC Dillinger. A lot of things. PWI ranked you number 37 in the PWI 500 Wrestling Observer Newsletter, voting you Tag Team of the Year back in 2009 with Davey Richards. You've run the gambit, and now you're the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. How does it feel?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, you saying those titles that I've held before. I mean, it's been a wild ride, and to finally be here, you know, top of Ring of Honor, just, it's an honor and privilege. You know, you look at the names that have held this championship, and it just, you know, I'm in awe when I look at it and realize that, you know, I am now the champion. It's unreal.
Considering some of the, I've been following Ring of Honor since back in 2005, and I've seen some tremendous contests, and one that I want to bring up to you later on in this interview if I can, but you have some major, major reigns in Ring of Honor from as the champion, from Bryan Danielson, Samoa Joe, Austin Aries, and even going so far back to the first world champion, Loki. You are the first Ring of Honor competitor to have held all of the active championships at one time during your tenure in the company. How does it feel to obtain that lofty stature, especially after some of the guys that have preceded you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you're able to be the first to accomplish something, especially, you know, a company like Ring of Honor, and, you know, those names that you listed and the names that haven't been listed, you know, to be able to say I'm the first, you know, Triple Crown champion is what we're calling it, I guess, these days, and it's just, you know, it's pretty unbelievable considering, you know, I was lucky enough to be the first one to hold the television championship and now the first one to be Triple Crown champion. To be, when you're first on the list in the history books, nobody can ever take that away. So knowing that my name will always be there and always be synonymous with Triple Crown champion, I'm very thankful for that.
Out of the three championships that you have obtained, and I know you're a multiple time world tag team champion, which one of them do you think was the toughest one for you to obtain? Which match was the most difficult?
It's real tough to break it down like that because, you know, at the time, each goal is the toughest goal at the time. You know, when me and Dave started tagging, and our goal was to become tag team champions, you know, we weren't going to stop until we got there. So up until that point, right up to that match when we actually won it, you know, that was the toughest one to get. And then later on, you know, when we were doing our singles things and we were both going for the TV title at the time, and me and Davey actually faced off against each other at that time, that match and that championship was the toughest one to accomplish. But now, you know, you look at the top of the mountain and it's the Ring of Honor World Championship and there's no going higher. So, you know, everybody, you know, sets out for the same goal and everybody is aiming for this championship. So being able to go into the match against Roderick and come out the winner, it was definitely the hardest match and the most important match I've ever had.
Eddie, back on the 26th of February, you had a tremendous World Television Championship match with the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, which went to a 30-minute time limit draw, and it was a match that I had said on this program would go to the draw. You had gone out on television and said, look, and correct me if I'm wrong, I may have the verbiage incorrect, but you had said, Chris, you may be able to defeat me once, but you're not going to defeat me twice in the row. Now that you are the world champion, would you expect Christopher Daniels to be coming after you? And if that were the case, could we again see another 2 out of 3 falls match, but maybe go an hour?
Well, I mean, me and Chris are actually facing off at this Friday down in Atlanta, April 1st.
Oh, excellent.
He's actually my first title defense. So there's some room for fireworks for sure. You know, Chris has beat me. He beat me the first two times we met. You know, the second time he took the television championship from me. And then the last time, like you mentioned, was the half-hour draw. So, you know, this time I don't know what to expect. You know, it's a time for me to get my win back for sure, you know, with the history that we've had. But there's room for anything to happen, I think, for sure.
As you mentioned during your run to the television championship during that tournament, you faced off against your tag team partner. And the world, as soon as you won the World Heavyweight title, the world and most of the internet wrestling community began calling for Eddie Edwards to meet Davey Richards, Wolf versus Wolf, for the World Heavyweight Championship. Is this something you'd like to see happen quickly? Or would you rather take some time, have some time, and put some more defenses under your belt before that eventual huge mountain be placed in front of you for you to climb up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's something that we should be, you know, rushing right into. You know, Davey's on the hunt, you know, he's on the look for, he's trying to get his wins back. He's building up his wins, you know, after his loss to Roderick. So he's building his wins back. And with me just winning, you know, I need to get some good defenses under my belt and starting off with Christopher Daniels, you know, obviously none of them are going to be easy. So, you know, it's obviously something that's on the horizon and something in the future that could for sure happen. You know, Davey's obviously one of the top contenders for the championship. And, you know, we're both competitors and we, that's one of the reasons we tagged in the first place is that we're very similar as we're both top, you know, competitors out there. And when we go out there, we just want to prove that we are the best. So if it ever came to that, you know, me and Davey, I'm sure we're both up for it. But at this time, you know, we're still both concentrating on our own little niches right now.
What do you think, Eddie, if this is a question coming from our chat room, your thoughts, if you would, sir, on the current state of tag team wrestling and professional wrestling right now?
In professional wrestling in general, I'd say it's not looked at as something that's a major part of it until you look at Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, I think, has, for the past few years, has just really, really built up tag team wrestling. And no doubt Ring of Honor has probably the best tag team division in wrestling today. You know, in Ring of Honor, you have Haas and Benjamin, you have the Kings of Wrestling, you have me and Davey, you have Riley and Cole now. You've had, you know, Steen and Generic all the time. Of course, you have the Briscoe brothers. And you look at those names and the matches that have occurred in the tag division, it's a very, very strong part of Ring of Honor. if it's not, you know, in other companies, it may not be looked at as something that's a selling point or something that's a major part of the company, but in Ring of Honor, it's taken seriously, and it's a great part of the company.
Eddie, my question is this. A lot of the recently passed Ring of Honor champions, going all the way back to James Gibson, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, even Nigel McGuinness, in some way, shape, or form, and Tyler Black have all gone on to the next level, as it were. I'm not claiming at all that Ring of Honor is not the major leagues, because I'll say it right here and now. I'll pay money to see an ROH event before I'll pay money to see a WWE or a TNA event any day of the week and twice on Sundays. But all of those past champions have gone on to the next level, to either WWE or TNA. Is there a possibility in your future that you might see consider jumping ship and going to that next level?
It's not even something that has entered in my mind, especially, you know, just what I'm almost 2 weeks removed from winning the championship. You know, Ring of Honor is the company that I love and the company that I think everybody in Ring of Honor, we all strive to prove to everybody, every time we go out there, we want to prove that Ring of Honor is the top wrestling company in the world. And our goal is to just get it out to the masses and spread the word about the product that is Ring of Honor. And right now, that is definitely my goal, and that's the one thing I'm focused on. I'm not focusing on anything else other than that right now. It's Ring of Honor and being the champion and trying to put this product out there and show the world what we can do.
Well, I could tell you from experience, from being in the Manhattan Center on more than one occasion, that the product is out there. I know that there's more work to be done, obviously, and you're going to get the work done in Atlanta come this weekend. I know you have Christopher Daniels on Friday. My question here is very simple, and then my boss has got one. Who was your toughest opponent ever in ROH?
That is a question. For tag-wise, I'd say probably the Briscoe brothers as far as tag matches, because, I mean, they seem to have had the Wolves' numbers every time we've gone out there, and we've gone out there and beat the hell out of each other. And that's not taken away from Steen and Jericho at the time, because we had wars with them too. As far as singles matches, probably Christopher Daniels. I mean, you look at what we've gone through, you know, he beat me the first two times and we went to a half an hour draw in a 2 out of 3 falls match. So I definitely been a guy that has brought everything out of me and taken everything out of me, and he's beaten me 2 out of 3 times, with the third one going to a draw, so I'd have to put Chris up there for sure.
You guys, Ring of Honor, you guys have a tremendous opportunity this weekend in Atlanta. Honor takes center stage, and it is 2 shows for the price of one. Can you tell our fans exactly what is it Ring of Honor plans to do this weekend? Of course, you defending the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend, much like any other weekend, but more so this weekend, because we get to reach out to some fans that will be in the area that, you know, that might not be around for other live ROH shows, but we're just going to prove to the world, you know, like I said before, we're going out there to show what professional wrestling is, you know, to show what guys who love what they do, and we're guys who love and enjoy what we do, and we're going out there, and we're going to bust our ass, and we're going to show everybody what professional wrestling is and what Ring of Honor is. And, you know, the opportunity, I think, 2 shows for $19.95, I believe it is, you know, GoFightLive.tv. I really don't think there's any beating it, you know, like you had mentioned. I don't think there's any better deal than that. So we're just trying to put that product out there, and if people can just, you know, just take the opportunity to check out Ring of Honor, I think we're going to hook them. You know, we believe fully in what we're doing, and if people are there who don't usually have the chance to see us, I think they're going to be blown away. That's our goal every time we go out there, to blow these people away, to blow their minds.
Champ, I think a lot of the success of Ring of Honor, I think one of the things that you're doing well is what the WWE, and I'm going to throw that out there, is not doing. And that is really sticking to the wrestling, getting out of these ridiculous storylines. We had your ring announcer on the program here a couple weeks ago. Was a tremendous classy individual, and I wouldn't see the kind of garbage I'm seeing on the other promotion right now on Ring of Honor. I wouldn't see announcers wrestling announcers. I wouldn't see Jersey Shore people wanting to be professional wrestlers. And this is where I think you guys are doing it tremendous. Does it bother you at all when you look at other products and you see these kind of things going on, and you're the champion of Ring of Honor? Does it get you at all? Does it bother you?
What other companies do, you know, that's not my concern. It doesn't bother me. What I'm concerned about is, of course, the Ring of Honor. And so, I mean, if we're not doing it, I'm not concerned about it. They can, you know, other places can do whatever they want. It's their product and it's their show. If I was a part of their company, it would probably peeve me a bit. You know, I'm sure there's guys on that roster and in that company who aren't happy about, you know, not having a spot due to somebody else having, you know, and then somebody from Jersey Shore or whatever being on the show, you know, a real wrestler not having a shot. But, you know, that's not the company I'm in, so they can do whatever they want. Makes us look better.
Yeah, it does make you look better. I'll tell you that right now from experience. Eddie, I'd like to take you back real quickly for a moment. When I got word that we were going to be having the honor of interviewing you tonight, I went back into my collection to 2009 and Glory by Honor 8, specifically Ladder War 2, and the matchup the Wolves had with Kevin Steen and El Generico. Now, I have to be honest with you, Eddie, when I saw that match, I was in the building live for that match. I hadn't been as knowledgeable of your career beforehand. I know you had done some tours in Japan with Pro Wrestling Noah, and I had seen your name pop around on the websites that I follow religiously, but I saw you perform in that match with a cast from your armpit to your wrist that basically made your entire arm virtually unusable in a bent position, and then you proceeded to compete in quite possibly one of the most violent ladder matches I have ever seen in my life. After that match, I have been an Eddie Edwards fan for life. Can you take me back to that match and tell me about it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, ironically, that's one of the biggest moments of my career, you know, and of course it wasn't me, you know, it wasn't meant to happen. The night before, we were up in Boston, which just happened to be my hometown, and I was wrestling Steen in a Boston street fight, and I did a tope, and he threw a chair at me and moved, and I landed on the ground, and I broke my elbow, and I didn't know at the time that it was broken. You know, I thought I might have dislocated it or something, but after the match, you know, getting to the hospital, getting all checked out, you know, x-rays and whatnot, and basically the tip of my elbow was just broken off, completely clean off my arm. And I'm lucky it wasn't shattered, but, you know, it was just broken off. So they just put a hard cast on it. We wrapped it up in ace bandages, and I had to make the decision, you know, of what I wanted to do the next day, knowing that we were going to, you know, New York City, Manhattan Center. We had the ladder war coming up. And really, it was never a question of, am I going to do this or should I do this? It was more or less, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through this? Because I felt at the time that not only, you know, I owed it to myself or whatever, but I felt I owed it to, you know, the company, Ring of Honor. I owed it to the fans, and I owed it to everybody involved in the match to go out there and just, you know, give it the best shot I could. I knew I wasn't going to be, you know, doing anything remarkable because I know I couldn't do much not being able to move my arm, but I knew that I had to go out there and just, you know, give it my best shot and see what happened. Because I knew at that point I couldn't really do much more damage to it as long as we had it, you know, casted and wrapped up. There was nothing more I could do to it. So it was, you know, do the best I could and hope it comes out all right in the end.
Well, as someone who was in attendance that night And it was a very special night, especially with what had transpired at the end with Bert Nigel McGuinness and Brian Danielson. I will come out right now and say thank you for putting on, for absolutely stealing the show that night, because there is no, the average human would have been stretchered out of there and basically been in a hospital for 6 weeks after some of the damage I saw you go through. The performance was absolutely unbelievable, and you're winning the championship this just recently is so well deserved. I cannot tell you how happy I am for you, how happy we are here at the Rewind for you, and speaking for myself, I wish you continued success in your career in Ring of Honor. We do have one favor to ask of you before we let you go. I know it's late. We appreciate the time 110%, but we do have one last favor to ask of you, if we could. I'm going to throw that favor to my broadcast colleague and much more experienced partner, the boss, Andy Knowles.
Yes, yes, I know. Just because I've been on ESPN Radio, right? Eddie, here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, we do things a little bit differently. Normally what we would do is we would throw this to a break, and we would go ahead and we would ask you to do some liners for us on the program, and then we would play those back. We like to do things a little bit differently here because our fans, who, by the way, are showing nothing but love for you on our chat room, much respect that I am getting from the folks in the chat room wanting me to pass that on to you and appreciate what you do as the ROH champion. So please accept their well wishes for you. We would like, if you could, we're going to have some fun here, a little bit of the blooper reel. We'd like to shoot some promos with you here on the air on the phone. Would that be okay?
Let's do it.
Okay. Of course, the show is the Pro Wrestling Rewind. That is our program here. We're gonna see if we can cut a couple here. Actually, we're going to cut three if that's okay with you. The last time Bobby Cruz was on, he cut an excellent promo for me, and poor Mike did not get a promo. So the first thing we'd like to do is we'd like you to give a shout out here to our official king of all of Italy, Mike Siciliano, from the Ring of Honor champion, if you'd be so kind, sir. Whenever you're ready.
The king of all Italy?
King of all of Italy, Mike Siciliano.
All right. This is the Ring of Honor world champion, Eddie Edwards. And this is my shout-out to the king of all Italy. Do it again. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is your Ring of Honor world champion, Eddie Edwards. And this is a shout-out to the king of all Italy, Mike Siciliano. The hunt is on in Italy.
I love it. There you go, Mike. You got your promo. I hope you're happy.
I'm smiling from ear to ear. You have no idea, Eddie. I can't thank you enough.
And you can play that blooper. You can play the blooper one as much as you'd like.
Absolutely, absolutely. I need two more from you, sir, and then we'll let you get out of here. I need one for the Pro Wrestling Rewind, our show here. If you could give us a promo here for the Pro Wrestling Rewind, I would greatly appreciate it.
Sure thing. This is Ring of Honor world champion Eddie Edwards, and you're listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind. The hunt is on.
Outstanding. And if I can get one more for the network, that would be fabulous. I know Jeff would appreciate it. If you can give us one for the SNS radio network.
FNS?
S is in Sam, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, SNS. Or Sunday Night Showdown would probably be the better. If I say Nancy, I'm going to get it. SNS radio network, whenever you're ready.
Gotcha. This is Ring of Honor world champion Eddie Edwards, and you're listening to the SNS radio network. The hunt is always on here.
Outstanding. You are a class act, sir. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Eddie, thank you so much.
Even if something happens, and I know it's not going to happen this weekend because I got a feeling you're going to go over Christopher Daniels, but if something happens and sometime maybe 10 years from now when you're not the Ring of Honor champion, you're still welcome back on the program.
I appreciate it, man. Anytime you guys want me, I'm there.
All right. You have a great night, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
The Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion Eddie Edwards here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Absolutely, a phenomenal world champion. I think he's going to do great.
I have no doubt in my mind that that man is going to take that belt and make it even more prestigious than it already is.
We've got to take
and before, go ahead. Before we run off to another break, I'd like to publicly thank that, to use somebody's nickname, that foreign kid, Chris Kelly, for his assistance in helping us secure the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion for the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Chris, thank you very much.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk some WrestleMania. We're going to get to your calls, too. We'll take some picks and much, much more. You are listening to the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Hey guys, this is Lori, the WrestleWitch's champion, and you're listening to The Power, Andy Knowles, on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
You want some? Come get some.
You're either Nexus or you're against us.
Awesome!
Get out of my way.
All it's gonna take is one RKO.
WWE Shop.com, the home of official WWE merchandise. For a limited time only, WWE Shop has reduced prices on all t-shirts. Pick up your authentic Top Rope or Basics tees while this special offer lasts.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Have you checked out the new Unplugged on Friday nights? Well, if you haven't, make sure you check out the new Unplugged Friday nights with JJ Sexay at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time, where JJ covers SmackDown, video games, and whatever the hell else he feels like. See you in chat.
WrestlingOnline.com, the official news source of Wrestling News Live. You're looking for the latest news in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. Log on to www.wrestling-online.com and sign up for the largest and longest running newsletter on the internet today, with over 26,000 subscribers and over 3,000 issues. And the best part, just like WNL, it's free! Once again, that's www.wrestlingonline.com.
Does listening to Wrestling News Live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. That is some good bathwater, baby.
Ow! Listening to Wrestling News Live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall. You're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Adios.
We will not live our lives in fear, for we are a proud people.
half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. It's the Power. Andy Knowles on the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network. Headlocks, Headlines, the official news source for the Pro Wrestling Rewind. We're going to open the phone lines if you'd like to be on the program. Area code 501-588-7957. That's 501-588-7957. Or you can go to Skype, reach us on the Skype line. Go to the SNS Radio Network and click on call. And of course, you can right-click in the chat room and hit call. And somehow, from what I understand, the Skype will call you directly, and then you will be in the program. So
let me warn you callers ahead of time. I am fired up. I am pumped up, and I am ready to go. So as they say in the trade, just bring it.
This is gonna be a very fast last segment as we do have to get to picks and much, much more. Very, very quickly, I'm very impressed with Sheamus as the U.S. champion. I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say this. There was an article that I had read, and I had copied it down, and what Sheamus has said regarding being the U.S. champion, he said, I'm representing Ireland again. I'm the champion of the U.S., and there are going to be some great matches, but I'm going to give everything I have to steal the show at WrestleMania. I'm the Irishman who came up from a small little country, followed his dream, and now I hold the title. And he also went on to mention, talked about his match specifically with Bryan Danielson at WrestleMania, and he seems to think that this is going to be the show stopper. He thinks that this is going to be the match that will steal WrestleMania, and I think he's right. Mike, your thoughts? We lost Mike. Mike has gone the way of the dodo. All right, let's go to the phone lines. You're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I think it's the Pope. Pope, are you there with us, sir?
Yes, it's me. It's the Pope.
Wait, can I get the Pope's music? Okay, well, cue it up anyway. Go ahead and give us a prayer, Pope, because I've been waiting all week for my prayer. Go ahead. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your head. Everybody bow your heads, bow your heads. The Pope's going to give us a prayer. Go ahead, Pope.
Brothers and sisters, we are here once again, and I think the appropriate thing to pray about tonight is for Michael Cole. Now, I know many of you might feel Michael Cole or Adam Ryan for what he said on Twitter, but in my opinion, Michael Cole was doing just what he should have done. He was getting heat. Brad is just an example of an organization that goes around trying to tell people what we can and cannot say. But this is America, last time I checked, that we have freedom of speech. And if Michael Cole wants to call Josh Matthews that word, then by all means, let him do that. You might think it's wrong, you might think it's homophobic, but it's just Michael Cole doing what Michael Cole does best, getting heel heat.
Hang on, Mike. Well, let me ask you this. In a world where gays and lesbians are fighting for equality in this country, do you think, and believe me, I am all for free speech. I make a living off it. But in a world where you have gays and lesbians that are fighting for equality in this country, do you think it is appropriate for a journalist, which is what Michael Cole professes to be, to go on a Twitter account and call another fellow journalist a word which I'm not going to repeat here?
In a way, yes, but then again, in a way, it's not. Like, Michael Cole is in a professional position. He's supposed to be acting professional, and that's not professional. But at the same time, Michael Cole is doing what his job is entitled. Michael Cole is a heel right now, and the intention of a heel is to be hated by all. And Michael Cole is doing it. He's getting...
He's an actor. Hang on a sec, Mike. He's an actor. So acting isn't a profession. Mel Gibson's an actor. Mel Gibson went off and said every cruel thing you can think of about the Jewish community and got reamed over the coals for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mel Gibson did do that. Michael Gibson took it to a new limit. He took it too far. Michael Cole didn't take it too far. What is wrong with calling someone one gay slur? Mike Cole has never done anything like this before. There is nothing wrong with, he should be reprimanded yes, he should be punished, which he's being punished by being forced to go to sensitivity training. But you're talking about firing Michael Cole, having him not go back on the broadcast table. If that's the case, why not do the same to John Cena? Because he made references to the gay community, bad references about the gay and lesbian community. Did he not?
If I came on, I'm going to answer that in just a moment, but if I came on this program and I were to call a member of the SNS radio network that same word, I would have been booted off this network so fast that it would take an UPS to come and get me my stuff. So where is the double standard here with Michael Cole when Fit Finley can be fired for causing interference during the singing of the national anthem? Why is it okay for Michael Cole to use a slur of that type and disturbing the national anthem will get you fired? Michael, go ahead.
You know what? Whichever way you put it here, I mean, yes, there is free speech in the United States. I don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. But there's free speech and there's professional conduct. And I don't care if he's an actor, if he's a journalist, or whatever the case may be. He's in a public forum, and in public forums, you don't use that type of language. In public forums, if you use that type of language, you get reprimanded, and more often than not, you get your tuchus fired. And that is what should happen to this guy, because nobody is entitled to use that type of language in a public forum. You want to call that not being freedom of speech? Fine. But that is the bottom line here. Publicly, you can't use those type of words.
Let's go back to the phone lines around the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Who's this?
Hey, it's the guy from Hooters. What's up, guys?
What is new at Hooters tonight? Have you had the wings yet?
I have not tonight.
Well, what is up with you? You can't go to Hooters and not have wings. It's like going to Hooters and not looking at parts of other people's anatomy, which would also
that job. We're talking about free speech right now. I want to ask a question so bad, but I'm afraid if it happens, I'll get booted off the network so fast that you'll have to look for a UPS truck to find my stuff.
Hey, okay. Guys, sorry to cut in. I just wanted to ask the caller real quick. Are you enjoying the lovely, succulent breasts of chicken at Hooters tonight?
Guys, shut up. I got a question here. Come on.
Go ahead.
As y'all know, I've been in the, I've been on the air before for quite a while. Yep. I think you know who this is, the other Andy. So what I wanted to say was simply that Michael Cole, he has to get fired. This is terrible, for all involved, and it's just terrible, guys. It's stupid for a guy like me because it embarrasses me. It makes me feel not wanted to be on the air anymore. It really just, the guy said what he said, and if I said that, either on the air or to a colleague at a station, I would be fired. And I'm handicapped. And it made me feel just so angry and so upset. Guys, I'm sorry, but they really need to fire this guy.
I'm all for freedom of speech. Let me get this. Let me tell Andy, and I totally hear what you're saying. We are in the business of free speech. Okay, let's get this right out in the open. We are in the business of free speech, but there is a level of integrity that goes with this particular type of profession where you don't cross certain lines, and there are certain things you don't say. You just don't do it, and you can't go. And go crying free speech just because you want to try to say something and have it be impactful. And folks like Howard Stern and Don Imus have made a living of this, Opus and Andy and all the rest of them. Bubba the Love Sponge, and that's fine, but there's a difference between the broadcasting airwaves that we broadcast on, yourself, myself, having been at 99 Hits ESPN Radio, where you just can't say certain things. And this was a situation I can go back to all the different people that I can think of that have been radio personalities that have said something stupid and gotten fired. This man said a word so degrading.
Yes, he did.
so degrading to gays and lesbians. It would be like calling African Americans the N-word. You just don't go there. And the fact that the WWE is letting this go on, and they have to at this point for booking value, I understand that, but I meant what I said. If he is still on the air the following Monday, I'm calling the WWE out on it, and we'll see what they say. Your thoughts?
Yes, if I may say one last thing, because I got to go. But what I wanted to say on that was that if I say something, for example, to a Hooters girl inside Hooters, and I'm eating, and I say something either like that or something that they feel bad about, I get thrown out of Hooters. But, you know, you have to see it also from my point of view that a lot of times what I have found that happens to me is people will say something about me that's uncomfortable, and a lot of times when I complain about it, I don't see anything getting done. So before I go, I just want to make that point also.
I think in order to get, at this stage in the game, Michael Cole has so irreparably harmed himself. Really, what's going to have to happen, it's going to have to be the outpouring. It's going to have to be the people so angry and so upset at the man that it's going to force the WWE's hand, a publicly traded company, to make a decision and say, do we want the bad press? And if you want the bad press, then keep the man. If you don't want the bad press, get rid of him.
Yeah, you're right.
And what kind of bothers me about this story is that the press that I expected to see come out of this story, as far as I have seen, hasn't happened. Now, maybe I missed it, and maybe there's been stories elsewhere, but from what I've seen, the press that I expected to see, and I expected this to get plastered all over the gossip sites, I haven't seen it. Now, maybe it'll happen after the fact, but I haven't seen it yet, and that bothers me.
Andy, thank you so much for calling in, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You have a good one. Let's keep going here. We're going to truck along here. We'll take one more call, and then we'll go ahead. We'll get to the picks. Do we have another caller on the line? I believe we do. You're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. I believe this is Sean. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? This is Sensational Sequel, Sensational Sean.
Wow, how the tables have turned. Normally, I'm the one calling you.
Yeah, I'm about to head to bed in a few minutes, and I was listening to the show. I mean, great job on the interview, guys. Y'all are doing a great job with the show. I'm glad to have it back here on SNS. It's always a great time to have Andy and Mike here. Just hearing what Mike's got to spew is always a fun thing to hear.
Thank you, Sequel. What do you got?
Well, first off, I do want to say, yeah, I kind of agree with what y'all are going on about the Michael Cole thing. I mean, I'm really curious as to what Vince is going to say. Big things are going on. I mean, they're definitely big things are happening within the world of social media. I mean, wrestlers are invading all these sites and all this, Twitter, Facebook, all this. Who's watching what they're doing? I mean, I'm really curious as to what Vince said as soon as he saw this, because you know they've got the GLAAD all over them over things that have happened in the past with things John Cena said, The Rock has said, other people have said. They've already said, hey, we've got these people, we're going to team up with them, all this. They've come out,
Sean,
and say...
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Go ahead.
I'll certainly give you the time. I know where the boss will, too. But you're talking about the stuff that Cena and Rock said. Cena and Rock said stuff that were offensive on the air. I don't believe that either one of them used their social media sites to do something like what Cole did. That's what makes this more problematic to me, is that it was done over a social media site for anybody to listen to see, for everybody to see. The stuff that Cole, Cena and Rock did, yes, it was against the rules, but there was a modicum of a filter there that you didn't get with this whole disaster involving Cole. Sorry, Sequel, go ahead.
No, it's okay, man. I understand where you're coming from. Actually, yeah, I do. I'm really curious because a lot of times WWE has their guys in the back who watch over what's actually going on. And I'm really curious if they happen to let this one thing slip by, because we've seen The Miz go out there and do his little tweet picture thing and then sent it to Twitter, but it took more than a few minutes to get to Twitter, so possibly they're watching what's going on at the same time as people are sending their tweets in. So I'm really curious if this got past the censors for WWE, and if WWE
Sean, if I can just chime in for just a minute, I think it's the same guy that works for the Democratic Party, old Chuckie Schumer there, talking about, I don't know if you heard, but old Chuckie Schumer talking about what the Democratic Party really is doing to the United States of America, and they pulled his microphone after about a minute and a half when they realized that he was actually talking to the media, and he thought he was talking to other Democrats. It's the same thing here when you see something stupid like this. What is Michael Cole thinking, that only other professional wrestlers in the WWE are going to see his tweets?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really curious as to what the WWE is going to do. They've come out and say Michael Cole will sit in on a GLAAD conference and will have to deal with it. I'm really curious if this is like a slap on the hand or if this is going to be more of a you need to pay attention and you need to do what you're doing right now.
Real quick, so. Sean, then I got to let you go. Who wins the match, Cole or Lawler?
Oh, we know Lawler's going to win. I've been waiting for the fact they said that Jimmy Hart was going to come down and join them. I've been waiting for that, so I'm hoping he'll show up at WrestleMania. And if he does, I'm picking Jerry Lawler either way.
Okay, we're going to let you go, Sean. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Tony, thanks, you're guys. On the Pro Wrestling. Tony, you're on the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go ahead.
I don't know who Tony is. This is TM Bronx. What's up, guys?
That's you. That's you, Tony.
Bronxy,
you're,
buddy.
You're breaking my
up.
Gimmick here. You know what, man? And this is no disrespect to you, Mike, or you, Andy, but you know what, man? I hate Michael Cole. I want to see Lawler beat him to a bloody pulp at WrestleMania where he can't even walk anymore. And keep him off television. But you know what? As far as politically correct language goes, you know, man, I'm sorry. I got to side with Pope. Okay. I mean, you're talking about one word. Okay, it was on a social network. I am not anti-gay. My mm-hmm. feeling is if you can find somebody to love, I don't care if it's a man, a woman, love that person. But you know what?
Yep.
Everyone gets so upset over words now, man. I mean, the school that I attended when I was a child, which was a school that was specially designed for disabled people, is getting closed down because our state government doesn't want to pay money. Our federal government is going into Libya, killing people for no reason. And you know what? There are more important things in this world than a word. I mean, if you want to call me whatever you want, I'm legally blind. You want to call me blind, you want to call me ugly, you want to call me fat, you want to call me whatever you want, it's just words. And I have a big, big problem with groups like GLAAD who want to tell me what to say, with groups like PETA who want to tell me I can't wear fur or can't wear animals, groups like people who want to tell you can't eat at McDonald's because you're a murderer. You know what, man? Keep your views to yourself. This is America, and it really, really pisses me off when everybody gets so upset over a word that's being spoke. Should Michael Cole get fired over what he said? No. I'm sorry, man. That's just how I feel. It's a word. It doesn't make him anti-gay. It's just, you know, man, these people need to get jobs, go to work so they have some time on their hands rather than complain about somebody saying one word. It's nonsense.
Michael Cole is a character for a promotion which airs on television and is part of a publicly traded company. Shouldn't his words bring action if they bring offense to others?
But that's okay, Andy. I get your point, but that's the point. You know what? I got so many things going on in my life now with job, with family. It means that I'm a productive member of society. If you have enough free time and enough just, you know, time on your hands to get offended by one word that a celebrity says, your life has no meaning. I'm sorry. And like I said, man, I don't want to come off as somebody who's, you know, anti-gay or anything, because I'm not. It's not my lifestyle, but it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't care. Like I said, you love who you want to love. You go with who you want to go with. But,
Bronx,
you know,
let me put it to, Bronx, if I may, let me
of course,
Mike. Let me chime in for a sec. I understand completely what you're saying. I do. I understand completely what you're saying. And I respect what you're saying. You know that. But what I'm gonna side with Andy on this one. Cole is an employee of a publicly traded company, and his product is the words that he says or does or types in this regard for whatever meaning during the course of its programming or its social media content. If there is a word, specifically a word, that is against the rules of the company that this man is working for, then there should be a necessary disciplinary action. I understand completely what you're saying about the groups getting all hot and bothered, and every group from this, that, and the other thing, every alphabet soup group getting upset about everything that you could think of. But let's put it right down to brass tacks. Cole is an employee of World Wrestling Entertainment. World Wrestling Entertainment abides by specific rules and regulations that they have for when they for whatever content that they provide. Cole broke a rule, and he broke a significant rule, and he needs to be punished for that. And the only punishment that I believe, and I think I could speak for Andy on this, the only punishment that I believe is sufficient and proper for this is for him to be terminated. That's where I believe the whole story stands.
Bronx, I'm going to give you the last word, and then we've got to get to picks. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, I hear what you're saying totally, and you're a guy I got a lot of respect for because I think a lot of your opinions parallel my own. But you know what is a big problem that I have is that, you know, a few years back, we had a parasite called Brent Bozell III who wanted to take down SmackDown for every death in this planet that was even remotely related, that even had the word wrestling brought into it. Here's the bottom line. If I go on my Facebook and post a gay explicitive, GLAAD isn't going to bother with me. If you do it, GLAAD's not going to bother with you. The problem I have is these groups purposely look for the most internationally known, most publicly traded company to bitch about. And why do they do it? Because it gives them publicity. If WWE was TNA, if TNA went out and posted 10,000 anti-gay slurs, GLAAD wouldn't even look at them. Why? Because bitching about TNA wouldn't get GLAAD press. And you know what? In my mind, hypocrisy is almost as bad as prejudice. And that's all I'm gonna say. But Mike, you know, I respect your opinion. You're in the media, I'm not. So maybe you have a different take on it than I do. But
hey, Bronx, I hear what you're saying, man. I understand what you're saying. And I believe I could say on behalf of Andy and I, we appreciate the phone call, but we've got some business to take care of. So let me say have a nice week, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, Captain?
Thank you, brothers. You guys have a good night and a good week, and enjoy WrestleMania. I'm out.
We're going to get to some picks here, and they're going to have to be quick. We're going to run over, and I apologize for that. Of course, WrestleMania this Sunday, and if you're going to be anywhere, you better be in the SundayNightShowdown.com chat room. It is your pay-per-view party. 7 p.m. Eastern is the start time. And I don't know what we're – I'll bring in the official program observer, Mr. Skipperdew Pro Tem, one Mr. JJ All Cap Sexay. What are we doing on Sunday?
Last I heard, we were actually going to be covering WrestleMania 27.
Okay. Sunday Night Showdown gets – I haven't had any plans to put anything on the air on Sunday. We could, I guess. I had just planned on sitting back with my pay-per-view chili and listening to SNS. Is WNL doing anything?
No, I think Trey and I discussed that this week. I haven't talked to Brian, so hopefully he has. I know they've got an all-day coverage thing going on for WrestleMania, but to be quite honest, I can't see putting together an hour show prior to Sunday Night Showdown when I'd be on the air for 5 hours. So, you know, and I guess Trey wants to represent Sunday Night Showdown, so I can't really see us contributing anything. I had thought about maybe doing a pre-tape thing, but you know what? 4 hours of Sunday Night Showdown, maybe even more, is good enough for everybody on that network, I believe.
I wholeheartedly agree. There's just something about WrestleMania Sunday. I mean, you guys are working. I mean, you and the rest of the crew at Sunday Night Showdown, this is when you're going to work, is on the pay-per-views. I myself, personally, I like sitting back with the pay-per-view chili and watching the pay-per-view and sitting in the chat room, and that is where I plan to be this Sunday night. So you need to call your friends, call your enemies, call them the dog and the cat. Get them around the old television. Turn down the sound because we don't know who's going to do commentary. And of course, get it all firsthand on Sunday Night Showdown. So a special start time, 7 o'clock.
And the second part of that is we don't care who's doing commentary.
I digress. But anyway, what else we got going on the network this week?
Let's see. Sunday Night Showdown pretty much is it. That's all we've got going on for Sunday. So I'm looking forward to it. And you're right. The best way to watch WrestleMania 27 is to mute the sound and listen to Sunday Night Showdown.
That's absolutely the way to do it. I couldn't agree more. Go ahead.
I wanted to chime in on something real quick. You guys just had a very awesome conversation about the whole Michael Cole thing. Do you know what I see happening for Michael Cole's future?
The unemployment line?
No. Listen to this for 1 second. You'll get the idea.
It's time.
It's time to stop the name calling.
The hurt.
The bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color,
sexual orientation.
It's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Only it'll be WWE's version this time out.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah, no difference here.
Let us get to some picks because we're running over here, and I want to get to these real quick. 9 matches, what we have so far for WrestleMania. We don't know what is going to start out the show. If I were going to take a guess at this point, the pre-match would probably be the Kofi Kingston-Drew McIntyre match. I think that's the match that's going to start it off before Mania. And then I'm going to take a guess.
Do we know if that's booked? Because I haven't heard that was booked yet.
Wouldn't surprise me at this point. Jeff, have you heard anything?
On what exactly?
On Kofi Kingston and Drew McIntyre.
I heard it's a rumor, but you know that kind of bothers me. I don't understand why you would have Drew and Kofi Kingston. Really, I would have thought that Kofi would have been brought into the mix rather than Santino and Kozlov, considering that he just lost the Intercontinental Championship to Wade Barrett. But it is what it is. So I don't really know what they've got planned. I would personally like to see some sort of gimmick or over-the-top 20-man battle royal. That way you've got a lot of the guys that have worked their ass off all year as a part of WrestleMania, as opposed to guys and Snooki who have no business being there on the card.
I wholeheartedly agree.
You're probably going to get the battle royal or some sort of dark match before the show. You'll probably get that battle royal to get those guys that payday.
Can we get to the picks now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Eight-man tag team. See, you've thrown me off my rhythm now, but anyway, that's okay. Eight-man tag team match. The Big Show, Kane, Vladimir Kozlov, Santino Marella, and the Unibrow taking on the Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett, Ezekiel Jackson, and the WWE Tag Team Champions of Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel. I don't think the Big Show is going to be enough to turn the match onto the side of Big Show, Kane, Kozlov, and Marella. The core just has too much momentum going into this match, and I anticipate it'll be Marella that will take the fall, and I see the core going over. Real quick, Mike.
In a word, the core is just too over right now. I don't like this match at all for the reasons I've already spewed about. The core goes over. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to possibly see a heel turn out of either Big Show or Kane against either Santino or Kozlov or both.
In the match that I think will be second only to The Undertaker and Triple H for the United States Heavyweight Championship, the champion Sheamus to defend against Bryan Danielson, this they can do in this match what they couldn't do on Raw. And I think this is going to be a huge, huge opportunity for both Bryan Danielson and Sheamus to really show what they're made of. Bryan Danielson is very good. If this were a match in Ring of Honor, I would most definitely pick Bryan Danielson to win. However, we are not in Ring of Honor. We are in the WWE. Sheamus needs this U.S. title run right now for some legitimacy, and he's going to continue this run. I think this is probably the best title choice they could have made, and I see Sheamus to retain the title.
As much as it pains me to say so, because I have ROH in my blood, I do believe Sheamus will retain. I do believe that these two men will provide a show-stopping style match. I think they have the opportunity to do so. Before the show tonight, I watched the last match in ROH for Danielson with him and Nigel McGuinness. And if he's given even a tenth of the opportunity to hit as hard as he hit McGuinness during that match, this match will be a barn burner.
In a mixed tag team match, and let's make sure that we have the rules set up on this. This is guys versus...
Let's just call it the bathroom break match.
No. It's guys versus guys. I want to get this straight. This is guys versus guys, girls versus girls, correct? This is not intergender. This is mixed.
Yes, it's mixed.
Okay. John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki taking on Dolph Ziggler and Lay Cool. I want Dolph Ziggler and Lay Cool to win this match worse than I need oxygen. I want to see... I don't even want to see... This is the Floyd Money Mayweather of WrestleMania right here. Snooki is... The only way you're going to see Snooki in the ring is if one of the other three or one of the other two, Lay Cool, is in real serious trouble. And as bad as you can say certain members of Lay Cool are, and they have their moments, I really see... I hate to say that John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki are going to go over because they probably will. My hope is that Lay Cool and Dolph Ziggler take out Snooki, but as much as I hate to say this, the reality is that Snooki is the celebrity. Trish Stratus can definitely get it done, and they would not have for the bye put a match together where Snooki wasn't on the winning team. So as much as it pains me to say this, John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki will get the win, but I am rooting for Lay Cool and Dolph Ziggler.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you just said, but I will say this. If you remember a couple of years ago when they did the Miss WrestleMania Diva Battle Royal and Trish declined to appear in that match because of the fact that she thought that that was going to be a ridiculous setup, I wish Trish had the sense to decline to appear in this match because this match has the capacity to be just as ridiculous as that battle royal was a couple of years ago.
Rey Mysterio taking on Cody Rhodes. This is going to be good. This is a WrestleMania caliber match. Cody Rhodes, another tremendous opportunity to show what he's made of. Rey Mysterio, we know what he's made of. Rey Mysterio soon to be taken over by Rey Mysterio 2. I'm torn on this one. I'm gonna go with Rey Mysterio just on principle.
Well, number one, it's not Rey Mysterio 2, it's Mystico or Sin Cara.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio 2. Seth.
It's not Rey Mysterio 2. I'm going to bother you on that one because...
My son saw the promo and thought it was Rey Mysterio. If my 10-year-old can look in front of the television, see a wrestler in a mask, and call him Rey Mysterio, then what does that tell you? Because all the good little teeny boppers that are watching the program are going to see a guy in a mask and think it's Rey Mysterio. I'm sorry, WWE. Putting a guy in a mask and calling him a different name is not going to help. It's Rey Mysterio, too.
That's why he's debuting on Raw and not SmackDown Well, we're getting off on a tangent. We'll discuss that later. But from the last thing I'll say on that is he looks more like Ultimo Dragon than he does Rey Mysterio, in my opinion. Bottom line here on this match,
How is that racist? How is Rey Mysterio? How is that racist? Do me a favor, whoever wrote that in the chat, I think it was Crelly. How is that racist? Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know that too. Who the heck is saying that? Because we're not talking about
that. I just said it was Rey Mysterio too. It's the second coming of Rey Mysterio. It's not my fault. It's just the WWE's booking it. They're putting the guy in a mask. Anyway, go ahead, Mike. Finish up.
Cody Rhodes goes over. I think the evil Cody Rhodes has a bit more play to work with, and Mysterio's health I think is still an issue, and we'll see where the chips fall afterwards. But Cody goes over in this match.
I didn't say all Mexicans were Rey. What did I say that all Mexicans were Rey? I'm saying if you put somebody in a mask, a kid is going to think it's Rey Mysterio. Okay, you could put Hornswoggle in a mask and they'd still think it was Rey Mysterio is my point. I did not say Mexicans. Now people are trying to put words in my mouth. Anyway, where was I? I'm getting off on a tangent now. And all
well, I can understand that one because what you were saying was legitimate in every way, shape, or form, in my opinion.
And the match that I am buying the pay-per-view for, the match that will indemnify, the match that will liberate commentators, every single commentator in this sport is going to be watching this match with great interest. The King Jerry Lawler, former AWA, USWA World Heavyweight Champion, multiple times CWA Champion, is going to be in a ring with play-by-play man Michael Cole, with, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin, the referee, and they had to do something with the All-American. He's going to be at ringside. This is a no-brainer. Cole gets beat. He gets beat bad. I'm not even going to use a colorful metaphor because it's going to get me in trouble. But Cole's going to get beat. I want this match to go long. I want this to be just as bad as the Vince McMahon Bret Hart. Where Bret Hart just laid out McMahon for the better part of 50
years,
and everybody took the shot at him. Everybody, get them all down there, take a shot at Michael Cole. Get Jim Ross coming down, let him take a shot. And then finally, after about 10, 15 minutes, after Cole is so beaten and bloody, they've got to blacken out the screen, Jerry Lawler will get the win.
Move on, because I agree with you wholeheartedly.
This match has me torn. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Randy Orton brought this upon himself. Randy Orton taking on CM Punk. It was CM Punk, the former world champion, that Randy Orton had basically beheaded, causing him to lose a world championship. I am not a fan of CM Punk, but he has a legitimate gripe here. And really, to go anywhere, this is supposed to be the payoff, is this particular match, Randy Orton going over CM Punk, but I don't think CM Punk's going to lose any heel heat after this.
No, CM Punk is not going to lose any heel heat after this by any stretch of the imagination. CM Punk is as close to the top heel in the WWE as you're ever possibly going to get. Orton sold the wrench to the knee last week like a champion as far as I'm concerned, but I suspect I loved Orton's promo at the end of Raw last week, and I suspect that this match will be as intense as humanly possible. I think that Orton will go over, but I do think that Punk and the Nexus are not even close to being done.
Let's see, what else have we got here to talk about? I'm going to leave this match for last. Let's go to the WWE Championship match. Captain Irrelevant versus John Cena. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go on record here and say that this is all a work with The Rock. That somehow, if the title is going... The Miz went on G4 television and had a less than stellar interview talking about the little girl that he pulled the slammy from as one of his greatest accomplishments. He now faces John Cena in a must-win for John Cena. This has got to be the payoff, winning the championship. He could lose it back to The Miz later on, but if this is truly going to be the WrestleMania moment for The Miz, he needs to lose the championship here. This is going to pain me to say this, but John Cena to win over The Miz, The Rock will get involved and cause The Miz to lose the championship.
Well, I'm happy to see that The Rock is actually going to get physical for the forthcoming, whatever the case may be, by the reactions that happened on Raw and what occurred on Raw. The fact is, though, is that I don't know which way he's going to swerve. I don't know if he's going to swerve for Cena or if he's going to swerve against Cena. And that bothers me because I want this match to be one-on-one, and it's not going to be. Okay? This match should be one-on-one, and it's not going to be because of a scenario involving somebody who hasn't wrestled in years and who's just basically was supposed to be the host of the show, but now you all know that he's going to get involved in some way, shape, or form. The facts are is that I do believe Cena will win the title again. I'm not sure I want to see Cena with the title again, but
I don't.
I got a feeling Cena has to win in order to set up Cena Rock.
Yep, I agree most definitely. And for the World Heavyweight Championship, the champion Edge. Man, it was great to see Edge and Christian back together this past week on Raw. It would have been nice if they'd have done the flash photography moment for the benefit of those flash photography. That would have been great.
It would have, but they seem to always end up getting the worst end of the stick by Del Rio and that King Kong Bundy lookalike.
I was about to say it's Bundy too. That's what we got. We've got
watch it saying two. That might actually come back to bite you, Andy.
It's Bundy too. We've got Edge taking on Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Championship. Really. Another a must win for Edge, I think, to keep not just to keep the title, but really at this stage, if his hope is to stay legitimate on SmackDown, he needs that title. Alberto could lose here and still have a run. They could get Bundy too in there. Really, the man is as close to King Kong Bundy. I mean, go back and watch WrestleMania 2 and then watch this WrestleMania and tell me if this guy ain't King Kong Bundy with tattoos and hair. Really, in all seriousness, this is going to be a great match, and Alberto's going to give it one hell of a shot. But there's too much experience on Edge's side. The only thing that I could see maybe that might happen is maybe they swerve out Christian, and Christian costs Edge the championship and turns against Edge. That's possible. Crazier things have happened, but a lot of history there. I would be surprised to see it happen, but I'm going to pick Edge to win. Really quick, your thoughts.
I've read that this the potential of a Christian heel turn. I actually watched the 2011 Royal Rumble today, and they had said that 70% of the Royal Rumble winners win the big one and win the championship at WrestleMania. I don't think that it's going to be 71% after this week. Del Rio is close, but he's not ready yet. Edge retains.
The Undertaker versus Triple H. This will end the show, and I'm going to remember. I am not turning it off after the championship match like I did last year. The WWE caught me with that one. I totally missed Undertaker Shawn Michaels too, because after the championship match, I thought it was over. Look at that. Okay, well, we still got about 40 minutes or stopping early, and I woke up the next day, and it hit me. I missed the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match. This year, it's not going to happen. The Undertaker taking on Triple H, the streak. What are we at? 19. In order for The Undertaker to go 19-0, he must beat Triple H. Shawn Michaels, the wild card in this match. I'm willing to bet that Shawn Michaels is going to somehow get involved in this match and cost Triple H the match. Undertaker goes 19-0. He's got to make it to 20. And this is going to be a great match. Definitely a match of the year contender. But it's the Undertaker. It's the streak, and this is what he's known for. It's 19-0.
Last week's segment on Raw involving the game, the Dead Man, and the Heartbreak Kid was as confusing as it was emotionally charged. I suspected that you could have seen at least three heel turns in the span of an entire 10-minute segment because of what had transpired. But the fact was, it was done still in a beautiful fashion. They have built this match up to be absolutely epic, and I suspect it will be epic. I would not be the least bit surprised to see Shawn Michaels come back after this match, because quite frankly, when Taker made it no holds barred, I really thought that the intention was to basically make it as a crutch to allow Taker to have some leeway due to his own limitations from his physical condition. But he made it no holds barred to get Michaels into this match. So, and I suspect that Michaels will get into this match. I suspect
You suspect Michaels will what? Did we lose Mike again?
We must have. He was here. I didn't touch anything, so...
I think what he was about to say is that I'm going to be right on every pick, and that's the way it is. Jeff, Sunday night, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Eastern. I guess that would be, what, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Sunday night showdown hits the airwaves. I did forget to plug Unplugged, believe it or not. That's crazy. My Friday night show, just in 48 hours from now, starting at 10:30 Eastern, 8:30 Mountain Standard Time. A lot of people in chat were sweating it. The Unplugged was canceled this week? What's going on? No. Just got a lot on my mind, guys. There's a situation brewing right now that is, if it's not rectified for the next 48 hours, I guarantee you Unplugged might be changing its name to Uncensored, because JJ will be off the leash and completely uncensored in my remarks to one certain video game company. But let's hope that doesn't come to fruition. I'm giving them 48 hours to make things right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that would be worth the price of your subscription this month. Oh, wait a minute. We're free!
We're free?
We're free.
Oh, yeah, we're free.
There's no subscription here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, well, okay, there he is. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Let's call it as we see it. Tinker wins the match.
Okay, all right. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Mike, go ahead and mute yourself because you're echoing in the background.
All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. See you later.
Enjoy your WrestleMania weekend wherever you plan to be. Please spend it with us here on the Sunday Night Showdown Radio Network. I will be in the chat. It's going to be a great weekend. This is the weekend we look forward to. This is our Super Bowl, and we hope that you all will be a part of it. So with that, for Mike and, of course, our Mr. Skipper Doo Pro Tem, Official Program Observer 1, Mr. JJ Alkepsexe, let me just thank you for being here with us on the program and reminding you to please, please, please take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, Mike, JJ, and I will be back to play with y'all again next week. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.